Hello, my dear poetry aficionados and poetry lovers across the land. We had two stupendous seasons of the podcast in the past 2 years, which garnered lots of love and hearty responses across all ages and genders. When we face the trials and tribulations of day-to-day living, poetry is what we fall back to and infuse a shred of hope, spark, and a will to raise our heads and dream again, breathe again, question once again, and find answers to our conundrums once again. And once again, to touch your heartstrings with fine voiceovers of poems by artists all across the world and through chapters of time, Poets on Air Season 3 is here to be an integral part of your experience and existence, promising nothing more than a slice of life. Stay tuned to our page on Facebook and our Instagram handle as members of the BPC community reach out to you each evening with a thrilling poem which is like a candle onto life's diverse facets. Love and light to all! This season of Poets on Air commences with our first poem by Saurav Panda, Quick Fix Memos for Difficult Days, a poem by Arundhati Subramanian, a poem for all the difficult days that we come across as individuals and as a collective. Arundhati Subramanian is a poet that defies easy full stops and makes us think a tad bit more about our existential questions. Moving beyond classical mores and sounds of Indian English poetry, she defies and defines novel mores of expressions. The poem, Quick Fix for Difficult Days, makes us think on life and our approach to it anew. Not only does this poem make a difference in our day-to-day observances of life, but also how we approach the poetics in day-to-day living. Enjoy this wonderful first episode that is the commencement of a wondrous journey.
Clear. Clothes, pillows, books, letters of the germs of need. The need to have things mean more than they do. Claim verticality. Trust only the words that begin their patter in the rain shadow valley of the mind. Some nights you've seen enough earth and sky for one lifetime, but know you still have unfinished business with both. So here again, that old cliche. Pain and its endless syntax of gurgle and cloth. But better swamp, always better swamp than scrubland. Settling is bondage, wandering, vagabondage. Someone said that before. Citizenship is bondage, dual citizenship, James bondage. That's a first. Once you know what it's like to be chieftain, serf, concubine, and prop, what's left? You choose story, or you choose curtains. Story, curtains, story, curtains, until you're done with both. Once you've seen grain, you don't settle for acrylic emulsion. Stretch, until you reach the edge. Then consider a pause. It's usually worth it. When they vanish, leave the door open. Gingerbread boys run away, but return eventually to the bakers.